Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about, is civil engineer a good major for the future in the construction domain? And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. To hold a crucial destination in business that is quite a vibing one is certainly important for the growth of one's career. We talk about any industry for that matter, and each of them will have a few very crucial destinations, without which the likelihood of survival of the industry is nil. It has been observed that people usually eye for the crucial positions, but it is not all as simple to achieve them. The sole reason is too hard to get there. You need the acquired knowledge, lots of knowledge and experience to reach somewhere closer to it. We consider the construction domain to be the highly rewarding one. Right from the bottom level people to the guys sitting at the management level, they all make good money at the end of the day. So, why not attain a place for yourself without which the sector will find it to be incapable to perform? Engineers are given a special place in the construction sector. It is because of them that the industry can go out and execute plans. As a matter of fact, the engineers are one of the ones who designs the plan and then work on it to give it an ultimate shape. Excuse me. It's because of the important role that they play in this sector that they are paid so handsomely. Apparently, it is not also expected that the engineer do not do things incorrectly, as it hampers the making of the entire process or project. This means that they got to do their work with to complete accuracy, and there is no chance of any sort of error. To become a civil engineer is quite a tough business. It takes 4 years of education and a Bachelor of Science in Civil Engineer in order to become a civil engineer. From there on, the person needs to strive harder to make his or her position first in the company and then in the industry. For guys and gals who do not wish to study for 4 years, they can pursue a 2-year associate degree in engineering and then work as assistant to the engineer. Excuse me. After working for a few years, he or she can pursue another course to become a complete civil engineer. In both of the courses, one has to go through both the classroom training as well as the practical field work. This is done so that the students can have a better understanding of the subject and can develop into an able and competent engineers. If a person is aiming to become a civil engineer, he or she's got to be good at math and physics. The entire civil engineer thing revolves in and around two subjects, and therefore someone who does not see much interest in these two subjects should never make civil engineer as a goal. Another attribute that is required is that they need to have good team worker as a civil engineer. You know, it's a team player for any business that you go into. Any are required to work in a team. Overall, the civil engineer is a good stream that one can pursue and see a rewarding career. Again, you know, all aspects of working is team effort nowadays. So if you cannot perform as a team, you might have to just go out on your own and become an entrepreneur. So if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.